So we're doing a little bit of Chassidut and then Tivot Shalom on our Parsha, Parshat Vayera. And the Netivot Shalom had discussed the breakdown of the Makot, and he said that the Makot's purpose was to show that Hashem has Hashgacha in all levels of creation. Hashem is watching over us. If you guys are cold, you can turn on the heat. Okay? ובכל אחד מגיעים חלוקות אלו. And in every one of these divisions, we know the Makos were divided into three sets. Tetzach, Adash, Ve'achat. Dam Tzper De'akinim, Arov Dever Shchin, Barad Arber, Choshech Bechorot. So we have three sets. The first two have three, the last one has four. So the first of the sets is Dam, Arov, Barad. Right?
We said it in the Seder.
Right, we said it in the Seder. Very good. When it says it comes to the first of each set, Paro is told so that you know. Moshe tells him, in this you'll know that I am Hashem. And so too it says, Leman teida ki ani Hashem bekev haaretz, so that you know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. Uva'avur teida ki ani kamoni b'chol haaretz, so that you know there are none like me throughout the land. Hainu, so what's the concept here that Paro is being told in the first of each of these sets? Sheteida ki ba'aretz mitachat ve'al penei ha'adama uvashamayim mimal enod milvado. So that you know that on the earth below, on the face of the earth, and the heavens above, there are none other than Hashem. Ufaro, gam la'achar kol ha'makot she'safag. And Paro, even after all the makos that he absorbed, adayin lo emin, he still didn't believe. כי השם שאמונה היא למעלה מן הטבע כך, כי כשם שאמונה היא למעלה מן הטבע כך כוח הכפירה הוא למעלה מן הטבע. Just like the concept of אמונה is something that is beyond the forces of nature, so too the strength of denial is beyond the forces of nature. ולכן פרו, and that's why פרו שהיה קליפה של כפירה, that he represented that peel, that external aspect of denial, המשיך לכפור גם לאחר כל מה שראה בעיניו. He continued denying even after everything he saw. ורק בקריאת ים סוף איתה, and only when the ים סוף was divided, only there do we find שגם פרו כבר הגיע לאמונה האמיתית, that even פרו attained true אמונה, ואמר מחמוך באלים השם, ועל ידי זה ניצול. And Paro was the one who declared, "Who is like you in the potent ones, Hashem?" And that's how he was saved. V'atorah kedusham lamedet b'ze. And the Holy Torah is teaching in this at kama gedolah itgabrut asitra'acha b'inyan emuna shi lemala ma'asichliyut. That the other side has strength; it's overpowering when it comes to emuna, even beyond what our intellect would direct us. V'nimtza shebitziat mitzrayim nitgalta behirut emuna. Turns out that when we left Egypt, part of the revelation that happened in Mitzrayim was the clarity in Emunah. V'chenu ma'amar Chazal. And that's what Chazal teaches us. Bizchut Emunah nigalu avotenu mimitzrayim. Our sages say in the merit of Emunah, of true faith, our forefathers were redeemed from Egypt. Shemuchach mize sheikar apgam haya chisaron be'emunah. If the merit that took them out of Mitzrayim was Emunah, we see that the primary blemish or the primary lacking of the Jewish people was their lack of emunah, initially. And like Moshe Rabbeinu initially thought, they won't believe. And then we find the nation does believe. And when we finally leave Egypt, we've evolved to the higher level of emunah, like the Pasuk says, they believed in Hashem and Moshe his servant. In previous years, we discussed this evolvement that you have Vayaminam, and then Vayaminam Bashem Uve Moshe Avdo. You have levels of Emunah that the Torah shows us throughout the process of leaving Mitzrayim. So, we're in the process of trying to understand what was the essence of the Galut Mitzrayim, from which we can understand the concept that Chazal taught us that the Jews were saved in the merit of Shabbos. So he had said that Shabbos corresponds to Emunah. Shabbos and Emunah go hand in hand. And now he's saying, well, the Galut of Mitzrayim was really revolving around a lack of Emunah. As we progressed within our Emunah, so did the Ge'ulah, the redemption from Mitzrayim, progress. And that's the direction we're headed. Bezat Shem, we'll continue and hopefully finish before Shabbat.